The following interview was conducted by one of the film critics who participated in the 2015 Silent Sarajevo under the mentorship and guidance of Fred Film Radio.
This is Fred Film Radio. I'm Lila Puskás from the 21st Sarajevo Film Festival, and we are joined here by Edina Čulak, who is presenting the project Firekeepers and Peck and Peach. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
Would you like to tell us about your movie?
Yes, your Firekeepers is a full-length creative documentary. And I'm a producer of the project, and actually it's an Estonian project, but I'm a Hungarian person, and I live in Estonia for more than 6 years after graduating Baltic Film and Media School in Tallinn.
Where did your main idea of the movie come from?
Well, I moved to the countryside after graduating, and I am a big city girl. I'm coming from Budapest, and I had to learn how to heat a house, and after that, I had to move, because, I mean, it's not so strange or not so interesting because everybody's heating with wood in the countryside. But when I had to move to a three-story building, also in the countryside, I realized that not only wooden houses are heated by wood, but basically these big buildings are also heated by wood. And then the system is quite crazy because once in 1 month, two times, you have to heat 24 hours in a row, which means that each hour you have to put wood on the fire. And when I first made this, I felt like, you know, totally dizzy and totally not slept. But they're just me, because when you have no time to do this, then you ask your neighbor. So my neighbor, Birgit, is sometimes awake for 7 days in a row. So that was the thing that I thought that is so surreal that it's a good start for a documentary. And when I joined to Lise Nimick, who is the director of the film, then we understood that it's not only this house and not only this three-story building, but everybody heats with wood. So it's a general thing in Estonia. And then it turned out that everybody is an expert on heating. Like you say, like, oh, I do this, and then your husband says, like, no, it's not like this. So everybody's really into the project. So when we went to Estonian Film Foundation for the first development money, everybody was, like, really into it. And our success is still going.
How far did you go with the project?
Right now we are in the development phase. We have been in 4 expeditions all around the country. We have met so many wonderful people. And these characters are all kind of weird, but they all have this human warmth inside them. So when you see them, you think like, fuck, why don't I live my life in a way like they do? Or at least I feel this, that they have this understanding of the nature, they have understanding of being in the present, which we sometimes don't do. Let's say I am a very busy person. I have, I don't know how many projects. I'm running here, running there, going there. But they are all, like, very focused. When they are heating, at least, they have this time for themselves. It's a kind of meditation as well. And I think we all need this time. I think that this is very important for all of us, not only for Estonians, but each culture has this thing. Let's say Bosnians are eating, maybe, you know, all together, or Turkish people, and they have their time. But in Scandinavian countries or in Baltic countries, everybody is in a hurry. So I think it's a very up-to-date topic.
What was the most important experience you get during Peck and Peach workshop?
I really loved how the tutors worked, because they didn't care of time, in the sense that they were really devoted. And I felt that I am important, or I was important, and my project is special. And I think we had this really great symbiosis in the group. Like, I didn't feel that, you know, somebody is more important than the others. We were together for this, I don't know how many days, and it was really positive, and it was such... It's a kickstarter for a project to be among with all the talents and the tutors.
Okay, thank you very much for joining us. I wish you all the best for your project. And this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.